Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Jim, I have a question about your framing here. You're sort of implying that Donald Trump and Joe Biden are the same, and we both know that Donald Trump tells his followers a lot of lies. He encouraged the insurrection on January 6th. He told them it would be wild. Yeah. He constantly undermines both democracy and the rule of law.
Thank you, Molly Yong. Fast, you get today's Eric Bolerding Award, calling out both sides. Do it. Bolt in the media. Thank you. Can we get her on? And you guys can bond over famous mother stuff.
Who's your mother?
Erica Yong. Fear of flying. Okay. Hi, good morning, Chris.
I haven't read
Let's review what we've mostly... why do I have a paper boarding pass instead of just on my phone? And I told you, A, I'm old.
Mm-hmm. I want it on the paper version.
But also because the guy that owns the show has an uncanny knack for calling me right when I'm going through security. Checking that you're at the airport. You know we have Sexy Liberal Minneapolis tomorrow, correct? Yeah.
If they're reading your boarding pass at that moment, let it go to voicemail and call him from the jetway.
No, and then sometimes you're paying attention. You got to put your code back in. Whatever. I have it. Just Angela V. Sheldon. I have my boarding pass. I'm mostly packed. That was her screaming.
You were trying to decide your fashion choices for Minneapolis in April.
Right, it's Minneapolis in April. And 2 weeks ago, there was a snowstorm, but it's going to be like 75 tomorrow. So Jody says velvet's okay, and Jody is the fashion plate of the Stephanie Miller Show.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. Okay.
Why don't we ask Dave in Minneapolis?
Oh, good idea. Dave in Minneapolis. He wore Daisy Dukes and a halter top to the last Sexy Liberal. Sure, he was playing Marcus Bachman, but he's a little suspect.
Maybe you could go.
He shops for clothes at the Harmar.
Maybe you could go to the Burlington Coat Factory at the Harmar to pick up a nice spring dress.
Okay, all right. Hey, to Molly's point, let's get her on and talk mommy issues. But Viva La Vermine on Twitter says, "I know this sounds nuts, but I listen to Stephanie Miller and podcast Monday through Friday. That's it. I don't watch mainstream media. I listen to Bob Seska, Frangela, Mueller, she wrote during the week as well, but that's it. I've never felt less crazy. Thank you. This is the show. You feel like you're taking crazy pills watching the rest of the media about this.
We're all crazy.
Well, yeah, that goes without saying, but that's because we have saved other people's sanities. We had to sacrifice our own.
Sure.
Okay. Uh-huh. This is where I go for my Jacques tweets. This is where I go for my sanity to understand the moment we are in. This is what we're dealing with. Psychotic dementia layered over low IQ, layered over long-term drug abuse, layered over malignant narcissism, layered over homicidal sadism, layered over unquenchable bloodlust, layered over a life of crime, layered over treason, layered over a complicit GOP. Thank you. Who's this? Jock on Twitter. Thank you.
And that's just O.J. Simpson.
I see what you did there. Wait. We know he's talking about Trump. However, You know, someone, this is Gordon on Twitter, actually said, all I have to say about OJ being dead is that Nicole Brown Simpson was the tragic and unwitting pioneer of Believe Women. No one keeps photographs of bruises sustained at the hands of their abuser in a safe deposit box because they're overreacting. Right. May her and Ron Goldman, Goldman's memories continue to be a blessing. Yeah, this broke during the show yesterday, and all I've tweeted or texted to my friends is I hope Johnny Cochran's overcharging him in hell. Okay. That would be my moment of sympathy for. You know, it's we didn't get a chance to talk about it a lot because we're here in L.A. We're here in the epicenter. But a lot of people have also said there's a straight line from that coverage to where we are today in covering Trump, the sensationalism. And the, I mean, we lived in the thick of it.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot to confess that I said the dumbest thing ever in the O.J. coverage because I was just a baby. I was just a baby talk show host then. I wasn't even. Remember, I just came from music radio.
Right. That was your first talk. Talk show, wasn't
it? On KFI, a couple of music radio. Everybody just do a couple of jokes, and again, here comes Boyz II Men. That was it.
Yeah.
So I've been doing like talk radio for like a minute, and the OJ story broke, and so I'm covering it with Terry Ray Elmer, the newscaster at KFI, and John and Ken and Bill Handel, and all. And like we're covering the live Bronco chase, and like you know, you're trying to fill time, and I didn't know what to say, and I think I said something like, will we know if he shoots himself? Or will we hear it? Or he said something stupid and everybody looked at me. I was like, I'm a music DJ. I don't know. I'm just filling time.
They got
because remember he had a gun to his head and we were like, okay, well, because someone's like, well, I think we'll see blood or something.
They got Bill Handel to drive into the studio to cover
that?
A
long time ago. It was in 19.
Okay.
I don't know if he was there. I can't remember. I know it was T-Ray.
Yeah, because
I know it was.
Right.
I can't remember what time
probably
it was.
Probably John and Ken.
But it was during my time.
Right.
Yeah. And so
John and Ken hung out.
I did live coverage of the Bronco chase anyway. But yeah. And I was telling the story yesterday about that the verdict came down when I was on the set for my disastrous late night TV show in 1995. And
it came down in that tiny window of time that you had a late night show?
Imagine that. Yes.
Those 12 weeks that you were there.
The Danny Bonaducci week.
Right.
Of the Stephanie Miller show.
That's impressive.
Sometimes Louise and I just crave a restaurant-quality dinner at home without doing all the work or driving. Well, Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's or enter the code Hartman with two N's before checking out for 50% off your first week. We just received our first meals from Cook Unity. And what a huge difference it is to get the best chefs in the country to bring creative, delicious meals to us and you every week. Every meal is handcrafted by chefs and made in local micro kitchens, not large production facilities. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's or enter the code Hartman with two N's before checking out for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman or going to cookunity.com/Hartman.
OMG, I am so excited about our new sponsor, Cook Unity. These are ready-cooked meals. You want to know my first six? Grilled mahi-mahi with oyster mushrooms and steamed rice. Vegan rigatoni pesto. Four cheese ravioli with cherry tomatoes and spinach. Hang on. Climate-friendly chickpea and quinoa bowl. Classic salad niçoise. Lemon-baked tilapia. I don't have time to cook. These, you just pop them in the microwave. Bam, you're done. Go to cookunity.com/liberal. You will not believe the quality and the quantity of different choices that you have. Whatever you need. Vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten free, whatever you love, they have a delicious dish. Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week, and it's cheaper than other delivery options. So delicious and no cooking required. I love that on work nights for me. Go to cookunity.com/liberal or enter the code liberal before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code liberal or going to cookunity.com/liberal. But you know what's so weird is we all were such a tight, you know, cast and crew, we all loved each other, and we were in hair and makeup. And I remember that moment, like all the white people were like, oh, and all the black people cheered. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and look at me. I'm like little, you know, lame ass liberal. How many times have I been called a race traitor and, right. you know, mm-hmm. stood up for people of color and civil rights. And so I was not even aware of, but you know, somebody was putting it in context. It was right after Rodney King, where mm-hmm. you're like, how did those racist motherfuckers get away with this? Exactly. You understand it's a, you know, as Frangelo talks about, it's a lifetime
right. sure.
of seeing it in equal justice. But I remember always saying at the time, Chris, I'm like, justice isn't black or white, it's green.
Yeah.
OJ
yeah.
was able to buy enough. Exactly.
Absolutely.
Reasonable doubt. And also, a couple of black friends of mine said the same thing I was thinking at the time. They're like, OJ totally rejected the black community.
Yes, he did.
He only dated white women. He only wanted to be at white country clubs, golfing with white guys mm-hmm. at clubs that didn't allow black people. I'm like, what? Where did he earn all this loyalty from the black community? I mean, also, did I mention he's a scumbag double murderer? I just thought I should mention that.
He was adjudicated that way in the civil court.
Katie Turr said something about the floundering, and the floundering prosecution team. And I'm like, okay, I get it. Marcia Clark is a personal friend of mine. They were not floundering.
No, they
had a mountain of evidence.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not what this was about. Are you kidding me? People are like, do you mean people have been executed on 1/25th of the evidence they had against OJ, right? I mm-hmm. mean, and it's just, I remember Dan Abrams, mm-hmm. He was hired us for our even shorter stint.
On MSNBC?
Yes.
He says he feels guilty about his career being made off of that.
Off of right. the deaths of two
but
people.
But he talked about because could they get more despicable? Did you see what Alan Dershowitz said?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He said, if I feel bad for Ron and Nicole. If they've called me, I would have represented them. Oh my God, way to admit that you have absolutely no principles of any kind. Yeah. It was like, okay, well, they didn't, so I represented the double murderer instead. Oh, he's always been a despicable piece of
mm-hmm.
Anyway, what was my point?
I have no idea.
Oh, it's that Dan Abrams said, he was talking about, they all knew at the time, his defense team, they all knew he was guilty.
Right.
They said Johnny Cochran said privately he knew he was, that he was guilty. Oh, it's just the whole, but anyway, that's when this whole like media circus started, celebrity
sure.
and blah, blah. Oh my God, and I thought right to the end, remember yesterday when this broke? OJ tweeted not too long ago, mm-hmm. oh my God, a despicable liar right to the end.
Mm-hmm.
He said, hospice, I'm not dying. I'm like,
liar.
This was like a month ago.
Liar. Yeah.
Even to the end. And he quoted Trump in his tweet. He said, as Donald Trump would say, fake news. I'm like, ugh. Speaking of like white guys you want to golf with and you don't, they're just despicable. Okay. That concludes my OJ coverage.
Okay, thank you.
And see
you. No, people, Gen Z has no idea
yeah.
how massive
oh
that thing was in
oh
the
my
90s.
God. Yeah. I remember being, that's when I met Marcia Clark at an
right.
event. Like, everybody just like
right.
stood up and was like, oh my God. Like, they were the first, like, you
yeah.
know. And legal ladies,
right?
Lab rock stars,
too. Yeah,
yeah, and
great.
It crossed worlds. It crossed into entertainment. Right. Entertainment Television was carrying the
Everybody
burden.
Everybody was.
Right. ESPN was carrying it. You know, all of these different channels were carrying it. It also was responsible
right.
for killing the soap opera.
Right.
Yes, it did.
And that was the first bit that Jay Leno ripped off from me on the Tonight Show.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Simpson Bunch. We did the whole Brady
yeah,
Bunch thing,
yeah.
and it was that ended up that night on.
Yep.
Yeah.
But the networks
would
carry it.
Maybe not him, his writers.
Yeah. The networks would carry it during the day and preempt the soap operas.
And it was awful.
It killed the soap operas.
Yeah. I know. And I remember at the time people go, it's not funny. It's a double murder. And it's like, no, it's not. We're not making fun of that.
Right.
We're making fun of the circus around it. Because
mm-hmm.
it really, remember the dancing Itos? And
mm-hmm.
it was such a, but that's what I thought. I understood people saying there was a straight line that we've never sort of recovered media-wise.
Yeah.
But
it gave birth to Megyn Kelly. She was hired as a OJ court watcher.
Yeah.
It gave birth to Dan Abrams. It
yeah.
gave birth to Nancy Grace. It gave birth to all these people that are still with us today.
Yeah, yeah.
Ugh. I know. I mean, it was massive.
Created some swamp creatures.
Yes.
That still roam the earth today. Yeah, Joe tweets, a brief summary of the American justice system. OJ got away with murder. Trump got away with a coup attempt. Georgia man sentenced after using stolen credit cards for transaction at Lowe's. 41-year-old was sentenced to 4.5 years in prison. I mean, that's what people are talking about. And so I understand, you know, the whole dynamic about you know, black people cheering because they're like, oh, finally, you know. But it just, what else did, oh, Alan Dershowitz, as if he could say anything more despicable, just shut up. Mm-hmm. Could you load my shut up cannon, please?
Right.
He said something, hang on, hold please, I have it here. Sorry, I was, it's, I interrupt this Trump frenzy for an OJ frenzy 30 years later.
God.
But he, hang on, I'm trying to get it. Oh, hold please.
Oh. What's going on over there?
For God's sakes. Okay. He said something about, oh, yes, you know, OJ, they'll be done in history is something. But then he said also, like, you know, did the police frame him? I'm like, oh, you know, it'll be debated forever. Did OJ do it and did the police frame him?
It will not
it's
be debated
yes,
forever.
OJ did it and you know he did it. And the police didn't frame him. And was Mark Furman a racist, despicable piece of as well? Yes. But, oh, my God.
And well, he said, and I'll quote him for you. I'm very sympathetic with the Goldmans and the Brown family.
Oh, shut up.
I wish I could have been on their side. You could have. But I wasn't. And in the end, I think history will remember O.J. Simpson as someone who possibly did it, but who the police tried to frame.
Oh, my God.
Shut all the way the up until you reach the top of Shut Mountain where there are no more ups to shut.
Okay. We know that's from Grace and Frankie.
Yes.
Thank you.
Please stop writing us right now. I see you. I see you emailing us.
Uh-huh.
That's not the one we don't know where it's from.
Put the keyboard
down.
We
know that is from. Back slowly away from the keyboard. We know that's from Grace and Frankie.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What were we saying? Yeah, right. And the way he put that, Jody, like, uh-huh. You know, did he do it? Like, there's some question as to whether he did it, and oh, the police framed him. You know, the police didn't frame him.
Right.
Oh my God,
they didn't want to frame him.
I mean,
nobody
one of the frustrating things is all the stuff that came out in the civil trial. Yeah. I mean, there's just like, holy God, the picture of the Bruno Mollies on his feet, the you know, the carpet fibers from what do you call it? His car that were on Nicole Simpson. I mean, give me a break. Oh my God. Yeah. I remember one of the jurors at the time. They're just like, well, we just didn't feel like we saw any evidence. What? This blood, DNA, fibers, this, huh? By the way, so case in point, too, everybody's talking about the New York Times, but there is a straight line, right? From, you know, speaking of despicable pieces of that only want to golf at white country clubs, OJ and Trump, or Orange, in Trump's case.
Sure.
Orange People Clubs. The New York Times came under fire over its obituary for O.J. Simpson. Because, of course, I get that, of course, you're going to mention his football and movie career or whatever. But then in two different places, they said his world was ruined. Oh, no. Yeah, Nicole and Ron's world and the Goldman and, you know, Brown Simpson's family's world ruined.
There's a different way to put that.
His world was ruined after he was charged with killing his former wife and her friend. Oh, Let me call a whambulance for OJ. His world should have been ruined. He should have been in prison. Oh, my God. I remember saying that about that, you know, they were saying that they had like one, I don't know, people have been executed in our country on 1/25th of the evidence that they had against OJ. And I remember someone looked at me, they're like, this country will never fry OJ Simpson.
No.
He's the, you know.
He was beloved up until that moment.
Yeah. Yeah. I said hi to him once at USC. I'd like to take it back now.
Were you at USC at the same time?
No.
He was probably visiting.
I'm not that old.
He was at SC in the 60s.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how old you are. You muddied the waters
right in front of. Now you're starting to believe the big lie. You see how it is? You're like the Sidney Powell of the Stephanie Miller show now. You'd believe it. Are you Rudy? I can't remember. Anyway, I was walking by Tommy Trojan in the center square when I was at USC, and OJ was walking by. And I was like, hi, OJ! And he did that big smile. And,
was Paul Lynn there, too, since you were in the center square?
You know he's going to murder people. I wouldn't wave. Okay. That's what? Okay, John,
Paul Lynn, Fiegel,
John Fugelsang wins Twitter. He said OJ Simpson is going to hell to continue his search for the real killer. He's going to join us from the airport. He's on his way to Minneapolis, as am I today, as are Frangela. Okay.